1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 16 degrees outside, expecting a high around 20 under mostly cloudy skies. Maybe a few flurries in the forecast. A Cedar Grove man will spend 20 months in prison for his sixth OWI offense. Judge L. Edward Stengel sentenced 35-year-old John Peter Norum earlier this week for the offense. Norum was arrested during the early morning hours of October 26th following a short foot chase in the village of Random Lake. A blood alcohol test found Norum's to be more than twice over the legal limit. In addition to the prison term, Norum will spend 3 years on extended supervision, have his license revoked for 3 years, and be required to have an ignition interlock for 3 years. One gift no one likes to see any time of the year is increasing gas prices, but that is happening. Most stations in Sheboygan raised their price this holiday week to $3.19 for a gallon of unleaded regular. Across Sheboygan County, prices range from $3.15 to $3.27. As for the state, Wisconsin AAA has their fuel gauge report for this Thursday at $3.20. That is up 11 cents from 1 week ago and 4 cents from 1 month ago. State average is creeping closer to the national average of $3.26. One main reason for the price increase is the rise of oil prices on the world markets this past month. It took a dozen fire departments hours to put out a massive barn fire in Mequon on Christmas Day. The fire started around 6 o'clock in the morning, and smoke could still be seen at what was left of the 100-year-old structure 12 hours later. The roughly 20 dairy cows inside were safely evacuated by the owner of the farm without any injuries to the animals. No cause has been determined. A Milwaukee County employee may have thrown away a piece of electrical equipment that might have determined what started the courthouse fire in July. Two supervisors told the Journal Sentinel that the lost component was discussed during a closed-door meeting of the county's Judiciary Committee last Wednesday. Supervisor John Weishan said equipment was thrown out that should have been saved, and he fears that Milwaukee County will be dragged into civil suits over the courthouse fire. The blaze resulted in $11 million in cleanup and replacement costs, and the estimate is expected to keep going up. Recently, officials said we may never know what started the fire, which began in a complex basement electrical center. Two insurance companies agreed to cover the damage, and they were planning to go after the makers of the electrical equipment. More time to sign up for health insurance under the reform law. Rich Etzen of the Fox Business Network reports on the latest deadline extension.
The Obama administration is bending on another health care deadline. Officials are still allowing Americans to sign up for Obamacare insurance and possibly have coverage on New Year's Day. At first, that deadline was December 15th. The administration pushed it to the 23rd, and because of high website volume, officials offered some leeway until the 24th. And now beyond. The White House says nearly 2 million Americans should be enrolled by January 1st, millions short of initial goals.
Governor Scott Walker is preparing Wisconsinites for a discussion about tax cuts as he stands for re-election next fall. He's laying out a host of possibilities for the state budget he would propose in 2015 if he wins a second term. They include getting rid of the state income tax altogether or paying for technical colleges with the state sales tax instead of local property taxes. Early next year, the Republican governor plans to involve the entire state with meetings, an interactive website, and more. Meanwhile, financial analysts and critics are raising questions about the effects of eliminating the income tax. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state sales tax would have to jump from 5% to 13.5%, which would be the highest in the country, if the income tax is scrapped. Not so much of a Merry Christmas present from the U.S. Postal Service as the cost of a stamp is going up. Larry Lee has details.
Sending that first-class letter will cost 3 cents more starting January 26th. That's when first-class stamps will cost 49 cents. You will still be able to stock up on forever stamps until then, and as the name implies, they will still be good after the price hike. The Postal Regulatory Commission rejected a request to make that price hike permanent, but they did permit this temporary increase to help the service make up $2.8 billion in losses. Postcards go up a penny starting next month, and many other types of mail will see a 6% increase as well. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
Electronics recycling opportunities continue to grow under eCycle Wisconsin. The Wisconsin DNR has released its annual report on Wisconsin's electronics recycling law, which in 2010 banned many devices from landfills and incinerators. Sarah Murray is eCycling coordinator for the agency.
We're really pleased to see how the program has been growing. Electronics manufacturers help fund this collection network, and so it's a really nice service for residents of the state.
There are nearly 450 permanent electronics collection sites for recycling old TVs, computers, and other consumer electronics, along with approximately 250 special collection events in the state. An 82-year-old widow who never had children is giving $100,000 so kids can play at a new park in Middleton. Lucille Taylor tells the Wisconsin State Journal that she and her late husband Harvey loved watching kids play, and they decided before he died 8 years ago that they invest in the new park. They weren't rich, but were able to save up the money. Taylor was going to wait until after she died to leave the money, hoping nobody would ever find out who gave it. But Middleton officials proposed an 11-acre park on land that used to be part of Taylor's family farm, and she made the donation now to honor her family's name and history. A playground is scheduled to open there next spring. Future developments are planned as well. It may be a lot warmer today than what it will be early next week, as another cold snap is expected. The National Weather Service says temperatures will drop into the single digits on most of the state for early Sunday, and then back below zero on Monday morning. Wind chills could be as cold as 30 below in the southern parts of the U.S., southern parts of Wisconsin by this time Tuesday morning. Forecasters say the new cold spell could last a week or two, longer than the ones we've already had. Well, no cold spell today. We are expecting a mix of sun and clouds and a high near 20, possibly a few flurries as well. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, current temperature 16 degrees, current news time 12:06.